Morning IELTS Supplement, Thursday, July the 20th, 2017. Blockchain, Part 2. Beyond Banking. At this point, you might be thinking that this doesn't sound like it's going to change the world at all. It's just a way to verify the ownership of something digital, even if there are identical copies, right? If you think about that sentence for long enough, it will already begin to dawn on you how big of a deal that is. Up until now, a copy of something digital was indistinguishable from another. If an MP3 would be used as currency, there would be no way to tell whose copy of Madonna Like a Prayer.mp3 was the real one that I should exchange for goods and services, and which was a copy. Suffice to say that prior to this technology, a truly digital coin was not possible. Some could just copy a coin and a million times and will be a millionaire. Beyond disrupting the world of finance, the most mind-bending, earth-rocking uses of this technology actually have nothing to do with money specifically. With those fundamental workings explained, I'm now going to provide a few real-world examples that will give you an idea of just how this technology really could change the world. These examples are powered by shared record books, which bind agreements using smart contracts. I won't go into details about smart contracts here, but these enable the setting of parameters to determine when, why, and how new line items in the record books are created, generally based on each person upholding their ends of the deal. The future of democracy? Over at myvote.org.au, we are using this same shared record book technology for voting. In fact, we've replaced bitcoins, which represent currency, with tokens of our own, which represent votes. Instead of spending a bitcoin, you are lodging a vote. The same benefits we see with digital coins apply to these votes. Their authenticity and legitimacy is validated by many people's computers, and the record book of votes can never be tampered with. It exists to be recounted with the same results, forever. The future of music? What if when you open an app kind of like Spotify, that instead of Spotify charging you a subscription and paying royalties to artists, you paid the artist directly? As an example, once you are 35 seconds into the length of a song, a cent or two was paid directly from your wallet to the artists. The record of what you've listened to and what you've paid is verified by many other computers, and the record is set in stone. Ujo Music and Voice are working on ideas like this right now. The future of file storage? Rather than store your files on Dropbox or OneDrive cloud servers, what if your files could be split up into tiny chunks and stored on thousands of millions of people's computers around the world? The record of parts of files you own and where they are cannot be changed. Only you have the key to view these pieces as a whole, and no organization owns your data. This is sort of thing that Storage and SIA Tech are working on as I write this. The future of energy? Imagine a country filled with Tesla Powerwall-equipped houses. Instead of being off-grid, they are very much on it. But they're not paying an energy provider for their kilowatts. In fact, in this future, there's no need for traditional energy providers at all anymore. Instead, houses automatically generate, store, and trade electricity between themselves based on which neighbors needs extra and which have lots of excess in their batteries. Thanks to blockchain, this is no longer science fiction. It's being worked on everywhere from Australia to New York City. I'm in. Sign me up for the future. I'm afraid we're too early. This is cutting-edge stuff, and that's in its infancy. A large majority of blockchain projects announced are not yet released, while the ones that have been kind of feel as premature and experimental as many of the world's first websites did. I do foresee that blockchain-based technologies will underpin a good internet that you use in the next 10 to 15 years, but like today's internet, you shouldn't and wouldn't have to understand how a blockchain-enabled internet works. It just will. Despite that, now you've got some insight into what will be happening behind the curtain when this next kind of internet creeps into every aspect of our lives, dismantling centralized businesses as they exist today along the way. I'm sure there's a lot left unclear, as alluded to in my opening paragraph. It isn't intended to cover off every detail, be technically precise, nor be particularly comprehensive. However, with this kind of explanation, it should make working towards an even stronger understanding of blockchain easier than before. Of course, if you think some of my explanations can be made even clearer, please do not hesitate to reach out with questions and requests for further clarification. I'll continue to update this article over time with responses to those. That's it. Go forth and tell your parents about blockchain.